The whir and sight of this small quad rotor freezes University of Cincinnati students in their tracks as they stare at it in sub-zero temperatures.
So many people are interested in this. Do you see people stopping?
Oh, yeah. Every time we do this, we have about 10 people stop, and they'll come up and take pictures and videos, and especially when it's warmer.
We've heard a lot about unmanned aerial vehicles, also called unmanned aerial systems or drones. In December, the Federal Aviation Administration picked 6 sites to study them, and until at least 2015 has rigid restrictions in place to fly them. Right now, they can't go any higher than 400 feet, can't fly over any populated areas or near airports, and can't be used to make money. Police and fire are set to be among the first users. Cincinnati District Fire Chief Tom Lakamp is thinking about the possibilities.
You know, when you really start sitting down and thinking about it, there's a whole lot of uses for this tool, even with hazardous materials. We do plume modeling based on the chemical that's involved. We could actually, you know, outfit this drone and fly it into the plume and see if our plume modeling actually mimics what we're actually reading.
Lakamp also sees uses for search and rescue, Riverfest crowd control, and getting a better view of a large fire. University of Cincinnati researchers are already working with the West Virginia Division of Forestry to test an intelligent system that makes the drone do the things firefighters want, according to aerospace engineering professor Kelly Cohen.
We can predict how the fire will grow in time. That allows the incident commander to allocate his people in such a way to make sure that no matter what happens, they'll be away from harm.
Cohen points to last summer's death of 19 firefighters in Arizona and says with UC software aboard a drone, their lives might have been saved. Graduate student Brian Brown.
Some of the software that we're looking into was smoke removal. So if you're flying one of these quads over a fire and there's a lot of smoke that's going to be coming into the air, there's an algorithm that we can use that will actually remove the smoke from the video.
Another algorithm helps predict how the fire will progress. The computer program UC graduate student Weiwei developed is applied to UAVs with 4 propellers, but he says it can work with nearly any aircraft. He imagines how it would be used in a search and rescue attempt.
Our first hunch is you can just put like a pair of eyes in the air, so in case anything happens, like there's an emergency somewhere in a remote area and you want a big picture of what's actually going on down there and you do not have access to an actual real size helicopter, then this is when you turn to quad rotor and just put it in the air, pinpoint on the map on the tablet, and it would just hover, go there and make you see what's actually going on under there.
Wei says the program is designed to be turnkey. Firefighters could just open up a laptop and get the UAV in the air and then, with the camera on board, see the whole picture and know what to do next. Fire District Chief Lakamp says it's going to have to be incredibly user-friendly.
You know, some of the prototypes they've showed us have been amazing. You're not even actually really flying the drone. It more or less just programming where you want it to fly. And then it just goes and does its thing. It's going to have to be very user-friendly for it to be effective for us.
In November, UC signed a contract with NASA. Professor Cohen says it involves integration of UAVs into the national airspace.
This is an opportunity for us to apply some of our algorithms that we've developed and which have been funded by the Air Force to improve the allocation of the resource, which is the national airspace, in a safer and more efficient manner.
Cohen has sent some students to NASA Ames in California to work on these intelligent algorithms. A test of some of the mathematical models is scheduled with the Cincinnati Fire Department for this spring. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.